WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The sun shone on the U.S. Capitol as former President Jimmy Carter's flag-draped casket was carried down the steps by military pallbearers this past half hour. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
You can see members of the Color Guard there and the family watching this entire procession. And then they will make their way to the Washington National Cathedral.
All former living presidents are in attendance right now. President Biden will give one of the eulogies. Thoughts from former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Jimmy Carter is being eulogized in the city where he chose to be much of an outsider. He never schmoozed with the elites who drove much of the D.C. agenda, socially and otherwise.
Mr. Carter will be buried next to his wife, Rosalynn, on their property in Plains, Georgia, later today. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Wausau School Board unanimously approved the plan to close four elementary schools. Those include Hewitt, Texas, Hawthorne Hills, Lincoln, and Grant. This academic year will be the last at those locations.
These places are, you know, the places where you, your kids learn, have learned, where you've made, in many cases, lifelong friends, and grown from little kids to adults.
That's consultant Mark Roffers from the Elementary Facility Plan Citizen Task Force. He explained that there were 1,100 empty seats across the district, and that number is projected to grow as high as 1,300 in the next few years if there are no changes.
It's not necessarily a happy message, but it is a message towards sustainability for the district going forward.
The task force spent nearly 24 hours in meetings crafting their plans. This takes a footprint of 13 elementary schools down to 9.
The buildings within the district are getting older. We all are. But the folks to my right assess that if you combined all the deferred maintenance needs across all 13 elementary schools, you get a pretty big number, nearly $25 million across the projected 10-year time horizon from now.
Driven by demographic, families are simply not having as many kids as they were 15 to 20 years ago. With no large influx of population into our community.
Worked for a number of school districts throughout the state. Many of them are declining in enrollment, have excess building capacity, aging buildings, and are facing budget situations similar to what you are. So sometimes it's helpful to know that this isn't just an isolated case.
Students in closing schools will be absorbed by other nearby schools, including Riverview, John Marshall, Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime, it's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Some sunshine this morning. It's going to become mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 25. Tonight, light snow likely. It's not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our low, 16. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 24. Keeping an eye on the possibility of more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss the president-elect's appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And will AG Merrick Garland release Jack Smith's J6 report unredacted? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Old Falls Radio, WXCO.
It is Thursday, January the 9th of 2025. Temperature has moved up a bit in the last hour. Now 13 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Wind chill factor of 4 degrees above zero. The time is 9:07. It is hour number 2 of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Coming up in this hour, we're going to have a conversation with a young man who goes to school at Wausau East High School, is a member of their high school boys basketball team, is also a member of a very successful high school football team. And big game tomorrow night, inner-city battle between Wausau East and Wausau West. Both teams off to great starts in boys basketball this season, and we're going to hear from Jaden Garrett, who is one of the Wausau East Lumberjacks, off to an 11-1 start this season. We'll have that coming up. Also, at the end of the program, we will have our daily history lesson, let you know about some famous events that occurred on this date in history, talk a bit about some of the famous people who are celebrating their birthdays. We will also acknowledge some special events being either celebrated or at the very least acknowledged today. And then we always wrap it up around, 9:56 or so with our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. And Pat Kreitler was quite taken with our number for the day quiz. We had Pat on in the first hour. He was saying, well, what's going on there? And yep, I basically put Ian under the hot light to quiz him. And not only that, but also keep score. We keep track on whether or not he gets it right or wrong every week. And, of course, give him three choices for the number for the day. So based on the math, should get one out of three right. That's 33%. And if you are able to get better than 33%, we consider that a passing grade. If you get lower than 33%, that's a failure. We send you off in shame at the end of the week.
Yeah, I don't want that.
But we also say that passing is not good enough. We want a winning week. We want more right than wrong.
Absolutely.
Then 3 out of 5 is more right than wrong. And then the best week ever is 4 out of 5. And we're still going for that perfect week, 5 out of 5.
Absolutely.
So so make your bets now. Probably, no betting. Please, no betting. But we'll have the number for the
make
day.
Your,
predictions.
Yep, exactly right. You're hearing the voice of our in-studio engineer, producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Going back to the daily history lesson, something interesting yesterday my mom pointed out, we were talking about the days in history yesterday, and we were talking about Elvis's birthday was yesterday. Well, my mom and dad were actually, they got to watch a movie about Elvis Presley as he, I can't remember, I don't think she told me what it was called, but they were having an Elvis movie, a marathon on TV because it was Elvis's birthday.
Right.
I told her that was one of the days in history, so it's nice when, you know, things come together like that.
You're exactly right.
Elvis is one of my favorite musicians.
What's your favorite Elvis song?
Oh, well, that would have to be Blue Suede Shoes.
Very good.
That's one of my favorites. I also like the Jailhouse Rocks.
Yeah, so you're the early Elvis kind of guy, true rock and roll era.
Was there an early Elvis and a later Elvis?
Yeah, he had basically an early Elvis era. Then back in, in the late 60s, he had what's called the Elvis Comeback Special. It was a big comeback special. He had a concert that was aired, I think, on NBC. And then through the late 60s, early 70s, he was able to sort of reestablish himself as a music superstar before his death in 1977. So,
well, there you go.
He had the early Elvis. Then he went to the army, and then there was the post army Elvis and the movie Elvis. And then after some of those movies, he kind of refocused, I think, more on the music after that. So he had different chapters of his illustrious career.
He did a little bit of everything, didn't he?
He certainly did. So, absolutely.
And what is the topic for today's number of the day?
It is.
Or are you going to call an Audible?
No. I'm going to use this one because it's ripped from the headlines, actually. Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, number for the day. So we will have a little Mark Zuckerberg at the end of the show, and even a little bit more on it. It is involving, he had a video announcement the other day talking about some changes with fact-checking on Facebook.
Oh, I heard about this.
So it had to do with that video announcement, something that people noticed on it. So
stay tuned. It should be an interesting number.
It should be an interesting one. Also, coming up this morning, there will be a funeral service for President Jimmy Carter. The 39th president of the United States died on December 29th at the age of 100. The funeral will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And as the conclusion of the tour, for lack of a better term, started in Georgia, came now to Washington, D.C. And I think as we take a step back and think about the life of this man, I saw a good line that I think kind of hits it on the head, according to an article on the Bulwark, bulwark.com. Jimmy Carter will be remembered less for the specifics of what he did during his time in the White House than for his long, loving marriage, his unwavering faith, and his dedication to public service. And I think that's a good epilogue for a life well led. And also, he is one of the rare presidents, and it has a lot to do with the fact that he was able to live so long, but one of the rare presidents that was able to redefine his legacy.
Oh.
Because when he left the White House, and it was before you were born, but I was very young, I remember when Jimmy Carter was president, and it was a hard time. Let's not sugarcoat it. It was very rough. My family, my dad lost his job during that time. And in fact, you know, I remember being happy when he lost. I was only 9 years old. Based on what I know now, it was not a good thing. But it was, I can see easily, based on living through that as a young person and seeing family struggles, why a change was made. But then in his post-presidency, he was able to redefine way people think of him. He was able to use his voice in so many good ways. And I do think, yes, he was able to go around the world and be somebody that tried to make elections fair in some of these areas. Mm-hmm. But I do think that the lasting image that people will take, I think, for years to come is the man with the hammer, yeah, building houses for those less fortunate with Habitat for Humanity. To be able,
Jimmy Carter, yeah, was well on his way to becoming a true humanitarian.
Well, I think he's been one for many, many decades already. I mean, few presidents have been able to do that, to be able to make their post-presidential era bigger than their presidential era. And I think he's been able to do that. And it's something that is something that doesn't happen very often. I'm somebody that right now on my nightstand next to my bed is a biography on John Quincy Adams. He was president back in the early 1800s, 1825 to 1829. And I read an article talking about how Carter basically is the first president since John Quincy Adams that was able to redefine himself after the presidency. And for those folks who don't know much about John Quincy Adams, of course, he was the son of the second president, John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
But John Quincy Adams, like Jimmy Carter, had a one term in office. Like Carter, he lost by a significant margin to Andrew Jackson in his run for re-election. So at the end of his term, he was thought of as basically a failed president. But after a short time back at his home in Quincy, Massachusetts, his neighbors decided, without even asking him, to elect him to the House of Representatives. Hmm. So he then went to the House of Representatives, and he became a hero in the lower house of our government. Wow. He was one of the stalwart abolitionists during that era. He was in Congress for 17 years, fighting the powerful slave-owning faction of the South, opposing constitutional moves, unconstitutional attempts to limit discussions of slavery. He represented the captured enslaved men before the Supreme Court in the Amistad case. There was a movie based on that in the last decade or so.
So this is why I love learning about history, because there's always something you can learn, even if you have a basic understanding about history. There's always just the little details you can always find that really helped to make it more interesting.
And in fact, it's been more than a decade. In fact, it's been more than a quarter century since Amistad. That movie was in 1997. In fact, John Quincy Adams in Amistad was played by one of the great actors of our time, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh.
But basically, you know, John Quincy Adams, in the judgment of history, his commitment to being a stalwart against slavery, being somebody that defended in the Amistad case, all of the work that he did post-presidency has outshone his presidency, which, like Jimmy Carter, had lots of accomplishments, actually. And I've read a lot about John Quincy Adams. But like Adams, Carter's presidency had a lot of accomplishments, but the economic issues that occurred during that era, the Iran hostage situation that occurred during that era, overshadowed everything else. But like Adams, Carter is going to be remembered more, I think, for his post-presidency, and especially today, the man that he was at that funeral service being held in Washington, D.C. Coming up, we're going to sit down and have a conversation with Wausau East senior Jaden Garrett, as Lumberjack boys basketball team 11-1 on the season, heading into their game against Wausau West tomorrow night. So Jaden Garrett coming up next on the big on the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Parade!
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Chad Holmes, 98.9 WXCO. Every Wednesday evening, one of my favorite parts of the job is during the big high school sports show, along with Jeff Gress, is being able to talk to some impressive student athletes from our area. And last night, we had a chance to sit down with Wausau East senior Jaden Garrett. He was a member of the Wausau East playoff football team and now is one of the starters for the 11-1 Lumberjack boys basketball team. And started off our conversation by asking Jaden about the expectations. Was this expected to be 11-1 at this point of the season?
Okay, going into the season, I think a lot of people talked about it. I think like people always, I can't wait for the season to start. Yeah, I think we just had high expectations going in right away, and I think we kind of made those things happen immediately. I think we kind of set the tone early just with practice and stuff, mm-hmm. and like being loud and having great communication and stuff like that. And just we really kind of worked on defense a lot because I think that was one of our struggles last year, just kind of straight defense and just kind of man-to-man pressure and stuff like that, being in the help defense a lot. And I think just kind of fixing those things from last year, I think, was really what carried over.
Real quick, before Jeff jumps in, you bring it up defense. Are you and your teammates getting a little tired of hearing about maybe East doesn't play a lot of defense?
Yeah, we hear it a lot from like just kind of different social medias and stuff like that. So I think we really kind of put our foot down on it early.
And you know your journey. You've played logged a lot of minutes. You've been around basketball forever with all your dad's coaching and AAU, the youth level, into the high school realm, all that stuff. So, you know, and you're the point guard, the floor general, you know, another an assistant on the court. You know, that's just valuable, I think, for a team to have that structure and that foundation. So you get a lot of, I'm sure, extra analyzation and discussions with the coaches because they live in your house, things like that. When, for your team right now, you know, you've seen a lot of games. You're 11-1. You guys are doing outstanding. You're sitting in a great spot in the conference. Good games coming up. Nice wins the last 2 games that you've had against Rhinelander and Rapids. What right now do you think, like, hey, this is our team. This is what I really like about it. And then maybe something like, hey, we want to make this nice long run. We have expectations. We have goals. We don't want to be done early. We want to finish out the season at this level, whichever, you know, everybody wants to get down to state. What do you think your team also, so one thing you're doing really well on right now, and one thing like, hey, we got to tighten this up. We got to fix this a little bit.
I think one thing we're doing well right now is just kind of getting turnovers and kind of finishing in transition a lot. I think Jesse Nepkazik, Charlie Cayley, like I can name every guy on the team, you know. We kind of do a good job on defense to kind of getting turnovers, and when we get turnovers, we get a lot of points. You know what I mean? That's kind of why we score in the 80s most games, you know. Yeah. And so I think that's kind of one of the main reasons what we're doing pretty well right now. I want to say what we're doing bad, I think, is just kind of maybe more communication and kind of taking just things maybe a little bit more serious, and especially in practice, I think. And I think we kind of set the tone early today because, I mean, we were lifting early, like 4:45, I think. So practice starts at 5:30, I think. Yeah. So we were lifting at 4:45 and just kind of hard grit, kind of got to get it out of there real quick. And then they would just stretch and you'd be right back onto the floor. You kind of immediately just straight defense, you know what I mean? So we just kind of work on it. We just kind of work on making things kind of more serious, I think.
Gotcha.
Your process or progress as a high school basketball player, you've had the opportunity to be a varsity player for 4 years, and that's a great opportunity. How have you changed as a player over these years? What are the areas that you know your game is probably as well as anybody else. What are the areas that you've made the biggest change in, maybe the biggest improvement in?
I think my voice, I think, at the end. I think my freshman year, going into my freshman year, I never really learned what struggle felt like, I think, in a sense. So my freshman year, it was just straight struggle. I turned the ball over. I was scared to shoot the ball when I was wide open, I think. And my sophomore year, I kind of progressed a little bit, but not where I really wanted to, you know. In my junior year, I got a little bit better, I think. So it just kind of progressing, I think, with my voice and just kind of being kind of that leader on the floor as well as that coach, you know.
Well, and in that leadership role, I was going to ask that because, I've watched games here, whether I've been in the gym at times or watched the Rhinelander East one the other night. And being a leader is never an easy thing, especially when, I mean, you got some buddies on your team that you guys have been around a long time. Because, it's hard sometimes because as much as you're friends, as much as you guys see eye to eye, you can see differently at that moment. What do you take as your role as a leader? How important is it? How vocal do you need to be? Or is there some moments where, I got to take the reins on this. I'm the point guard. I know what we got to run. I got to settle the guys down. Is it a roller coaster a little bit? Is it all over the place a little bit? You got to jump to different situations? How would you describe it as a leader?
I mean, it's hard at times, I think. Just kind of finding that happy medium just to where what are you doing? And then just kind of, hey, guys, we got to be relaxed a little bit, I think. I think talking to the underclassmen a lot more now, I think, because we do a two ball handling drill or whatever, and I do it with a junior, and I just kind of coach him up and, hey, you're good, you can do this, you know what I mean? And just kind of being that kind of voice, I think, just kind of doing that with the juniors, I think, and this, a little bit of the sophomores, because we have some sophomores on the team too. So it's just kind of doing that with the underclassmen, I think, is what really is going to set up, and I just kind of build that culture, I think.
Again, we're talking to Jaden Garrett, a senior from Wausau East High School, our student-athlete guest this week on the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO. I want to kind of touch on the football aspect because, obviously, it was such a big year this year for Wausau East to get back to the playoffs, to be able to do something really special. Obviously, it seems as though your basketball has always been the number one sport for you, but what has football brought to you over the years at Wausau East? Because I imagine that building process has to have been special as well.
Mm-hmm. I think going into the season, I think people expected us to win two games, I think. And I love football so much. As much as I love basketball, I love football so much. Uh-huh. And, I miss it a lot, I think. So 2-7, that's probably what people were thinking we were going to do, I think. And those first three games were, kind of hard games, I think. And we got it done. We were 2-1, I think. And I think I can name the Mozini game. That was a pretty hard one, I think. We kind of set the tone pretty early, I think. They came back a little bit. And we had to, at the end of the day, we had to do a little goal line stop. I think we got it done. And just that was a real confidence booster, I think, going for the rest of the season, I think. And we ended, 6-3, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And, I mean, losing in the playoffs, obviously, by 2 points, I think. Not what you want to do.
Score,
you know,
41.
I know. Yeah, we probably could have started out a little bit better. I think. But, I mean, I can't dwell on it now, you know what I mean? Now that's all over. But I love football so much. I think it pretty much kind of carried over to the basketball.
And we'll have more with Jaden Garrett, Wausau East Lumberjack senior. Again, part of some very successful teams, both in the fall and now here in the winter. More to come after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The nation is remembering Jimmy Carter today. One of his lasting legacies is undoubtedly Habitat for Humanity. The Carters were huge advocates for the nonprofit. In 1989, Milwaukee Habitat hadn't built its first home yet. But then the Carters came. Milwaukee Habitat CEO Brian Sonderman says Carter and his wife, Rosalind, brought compassion to the work site.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes in the Walnut Hill neighborhood of Milwaukee. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
And the trip almost wasn't a success due to rainy weather that threatened to derail the project. But Carter took up the news stations to appeal to roofers in the area. Sonderman recalls that they showed up in droves in response and completed the roofing for all 6 homes in just 1 day.
He said on more than one occasion that his faith demanded that he do what he did. And I think that's a great example for those people of faith to not only talk about it with their words, but to put their faith into action.
Sonderman says Carter found that in Habitat for Humanity by serving his neighbor and loving them as himself. And all federal government buildings are closed today as a national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. He died on December 29th at 100 years old. President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy at Carter's funeral today. And President-elect Donald Trump is expected to attend the service. The U.S. Postal Service will not deliver mail today, and federal offices and departments are closed. In addition, the stock exchange will not have trading as well. Flags at government buildings will fly at half staff through January 28th. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Some sunshine this morning. It's going to become mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 25. Tonight, light snow likely. It's not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our low, 16. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 24. Keeping an eye on the possibility of more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air. Weekday mornings at 11.
You can be me. And I
I'll drink all the time.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Continuing a conversation from last evening, Jeff Gress and myself talked to Wausau East senior Jaden Garrett of the Lumberjack boys basketball team, 11-1 on the season, heading into tomorrow night's big one against Wausau West in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And Jeff's continued the conversation with Jaden Garrett.
You've done a lot of basketball, the group you're currently with. Obviously, you and your dad being part of the East program for a while here. Goals, it's pretty simple, I think, what you probably want to establish. I mean, you've seen it build where early on when you guys had a lot of youth at East Basket, in the East Basketball Varsity program, you're just trying to get games, trying to learn, trying to build that confidence, like you said. Then, you get a taste last year of where you want to be and where you want to get more of, and now I'm sure it's even more this year. What are some what's the mindset of this team, and what do you want to accomplish when it's all said and done this year?
We're trying to go all the way. We're trying to go to state, I think, and just kind of game experience is kind of what's really helping right now. We played back-to-back games like Friday, Saturday. I think we did that twice now. We played Merrill, I think, conference game, which is, I think, we won like the way we were supposed to, I think. And then we went to Kakana, I think, which is an hour away or something like that. And we played Little Chute, which is a really good team, I think, a really good team. I could compare them to a couple of guys, but I think we did that twice now. You know what I mean? So I think just kind of doing that kind of game experience is what's going to lead to state, you know what I mean? Because in the playoffs, that's what you're going to do. You're going to play Friday, and then you have a Saturday game at like 3 o'clock, you know what I mean? So I think just kind of that game experience is what's really going to help us.
And how much fun is this part of the season? We talk about the different conferences and how they align there. You know, like the Merrillwood starts off right away with a lot of conference games. The Valley starts to play a non-conference game, some games that can give them some playoff leverage, and then they get into and right now, Once Christmas break is over, the thick of that conference season just seems to start coming about.
It comes all the way.
So how much fun is that? Because Chad and I talk on air, off air, that this is one of the stronger Valley boys top to bottom you've seen. There's no night off. Teams are coming at each other, and you're trying to fight to stay at the top, get to the top, but you can't sleep and fall and not come and do your job any given night because you're not going to be up there if you don't have that consistency. How much fun is it to play your conference schedule coming up? What do you like about it? You've done it numerous times.
I think the competition's a lot harder than it has been in the past few years. I think, you can't take a game off. I think yesterday, Rapids kind of came in thinking they were going to beat us. Like, they were on their home court, thinking they were going to beat us, I think, and it was kind of a struggle, I think, early in the game. And we kind of put it away again in the second half. This conference is great. This conference has a lot of really good players. I can name a lot of good players on this team. I think this is probably really good conference.
With your 4 years in after completion of this year, what do you? You know, a place that you hate to play in the conference that you just don't look forward to? Like, I gotta get up for this because it's just not, whether it's a place you don't like to shoot in, whether the crowd's gonna ride you. Is there a place that's becoming tough?
That's a hard question.
I know.
You're gonna give them bulletin board material right here.
No. I mean, or is there a place you love to play?
I guess I could say Marshfield's a little weird. I think their lights are like yellow. I think.
Yeah, see,
I
know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think I'm the only one saying that.
It's not a fun place to even broadcast a game.
I think Marshfield's a little weird. Merrill sometimes too, because they have their student section. I think West Everest is a little. I don't know. I can really name like a little weird thing about everybody.
And along those lines, do you have a favorite team that you and the team get up for? Because it's just like we see these guys here. We do this. We know these guys. I got an idea what you might say, but do you have a favorite rivalry over the years that you've just formed? Because maybe they could play the kids in the AU. Maybe you've seen them in other tournaments all the time every summer for the last 4 years.
I mean, I can't not say Wausau West. I think I played with Griffin Lang, Bennett Mattson. I think I played with them in AAU. I heard their broadcast on here too, so they probably want to beat us some on Friday. You know what I mean? So I think that's a good rivalry there too. We beat them twice. I was about to say they probably are not forgetting it, and they're probably gonna want to beat us some.
Well, the thing about that game coming up on Friday is that I mean, I've been around this a long time. I can't remember where both East and West are off to such good starts this season. Yeah. Obviously, last night was a little disappointment for the Warriors, but at the same time, they're still playing great basketball, you know, beating Stevens Point on the road already this year. As you look at Friday night's game, what is Coach saying? Yeah. What are you guys talking about in terms of a game that really not only is it East-West, but it's also two really good basketball teams.
Yeah, no, they're playing good. I mean, West is that's a solid team. They're playing well these past couple of games, I think. So I think going into what we're trying to solidify is kind of just energy and like intensity, especially on the defensive end. There's going to be a lot of screaming, I think, there. So we're playing like band noise and stuff like that too, just kind of set the mood a little bit. So I think we got to have this kind of good 2 days of practice here, and then we'll see what happens on Friday.
Do you enjoy having the home game first? Or would it be better going, because I know sometimes it's like, yeah, we practiced here. Let's keep in comfort of our gym. Let's get that one and work on the other one. Or would you rather go on the road, try to pull that one off?
I think it's a good time to have it at home first, I think, just to kind of set the mood early, I think, with us, and then kind of going over there. You know what I mean? I think it's still like a home game. You know what I mean?
Pretty right. Much. Yeah, you're not going too far. You're going across the city.
It's just across.
You don't go right on the bus. Go to West, do you?
No, we do not.
You talk about, you know, we talked off air a little bit about coming from practice right away. So it's in your mind. You talk, you know, you've logged a lot of hours and in working out and getting better at your game. And one of the things I hear a lot, which I think is a credit to the program and the time and effort they put in, is, you know, people just be talking to me like, yeah, there's just a ton of East kids at the Y. And this is even sometimes when you need to get extra shots. Or you come from a hard football practice and then you're going to get it. I think that's a big deal. I think that you're noticed that way because it says that really committed to that off-season workout time. How do you get, like, are you guys calling each other? Are you showing up? I mean, it's just a lot of East kids. Why is that such a thing to be out the downtown Y practice?
Yeah, I think after practice, I mean, everybody pretty much gets like a couple, like 50 extra shots in, I think. Everybody kind of stays after practice to kind of do their thing. We play 2-on-2, 5-on-5 sometimes, you know what I mean? And we'll open the gym on Sunday. I think we have great assistant coaches, Coach Kramer, I'm supposed to shout him out.
You better hear this.
I'm supposed to shout out Coach Kramer. So, there you go. Yeah, I mean, I could name Mitch, too. From West, actually. Coach Neronis, that's what he's supposed to call him. So they'll open
the
gym.
I didn't know he was there.
Huh? No, yeah, wow. He's on the coaching staff.
I did not know that.
So
I learned something new.
Yeah, I think those two specifically kind of open the gym on Sundays, I think, when they're over there free. Because I think they're always free. Yeah. So... it's just kind of that good kind of extra practice that we were able to have.
Let's step away from the basketball for just a few moments. What's your favorite class at school?
I don't know. That's hard. maybe physics. Besides all the hard like equations and stuff like this. I have a cool teacher there, and I have a couple good friends in there too. So that's pretty fun.
What do you like to do to get away from it all? Because obviously you're very busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot going on in your life. But if you were to step away from your sports activities and your school studies and the such, what do you get away from it all with?
Probably some video games, I think, probably some, as much as probably a lot of other people would probably say the same thing.
That's a very popular answer. Do you have a favorite one?
Call of Duty, I think. Yeah, I just got the new COD 6.
I was just going to say, we like to call it COD in the video game. I only know that because I listen to middle school kids talk. I don't play. Go ahead.
I think COD 6, I think, is probably my favorite game right now.
Well, and you know, we're talking off air. You want to share the college you chose to go to?
I went to, and maybe what
you liked about it so far?
I committed to Northland College before the season, I think, pretty much. I went like probably a week before the season, I think, Northland College up in Ashland, Wisconsin. I love the area there. It's kind of that hometown vibe I was kind of looking for in the season, I think. I was stressing like all throughout AU, I was stressing about like, who's going to pick me up? You know what I mean? I just want somebody to kind of notice me, you know what I mean? So just Northland College kind of came in. We had a couple phone calls. I went and visit there. I loved my experience there. I love the coaching staff. I love the players. And I'm just really excited for the next 4 years of my career.
Do you have, you know, he said you liked physics. That doesn't mean you have to major in that.
No.
Do you have, are you kind of just open to whatever? Or do you have like a area of expertise you want to start looking at and focusing on because it's something you'd like to do in your future after school?
I think I want to study kind of business and real estate, I think. I think that's a kind of a cool thing to do. I think is a kind of a nice way to make a lot of money. You know what I mean? I think real estate is probably what I'm going to major in. I think business and finance or something like that.
I don't think people realize the amount of weight that goes on the shoulders when you're going through that process. Because when you've talked to different student athletes here, how much did it take off your shoulders once that decision was made that you know what the future is? There was a lot of stress involved in that, isn't there?
Yeah, I think throughout AAU, just again, like I was just thinking, like there would be coaches like on the sidelines just kind of watching. And like right after like tournaments and stuff, I would just kind of go on my phone and check like Twitter and stuff like that to see if there anybody kind of DM me. And then there wouldn't be too much, I think. And so I was just kind of stressing over it over and over again, you know what I mean? And so like I go to a few camps in the summer too. And I think that's kind of what really kind of put my name out there for a little bit. And that's kind of how Northland kind of noticed me there, you know what I mean? So that is just I was just kind of stressing over it all season, but it got better.
Interesting.
So I'll ask you the sentimental question. Well, it's a good one. You can speak from the heart on this. So we had your dad in the hot seat over here earlier in the season, and we asked him, you know, what's the biggest deal about coaching your son? And I thought he gave a fantastic answer, loving answer. It was great. So now you're in the seat.
All right.
You've had your dad for a coach for a long time, not only at the varsity level, but through AAU, through some of your youth basketball. And obviously, sadly, as time goes with graduation, that father-son coach type of thing isn't quite the same because you're not on the sidelines together with that stuff. I guess number one, how awesome has it been to have your dad coach and join this journey along the way with you? Because I think it's neat when you can have your dad in that aspect.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think throughout like all of school ball, I think he's always kind of been there, just every single tournament in fourth, fifth grade. You know what I mean? He's always been there. I still have a little note from him that he wrote for me and like for my first tournament, I think, for school ball. And I'll give you a little story here. So last year, I think we played Madison Memorial and it's a game. We should have won the game. You know what I mean? We were up like four, I think, with like 30 seconds left and we lost by 2 points, I'm pretty sure. And so we're all getting on the bus, I think. And my dad was sitting right here, I think. He goes, Jaden, come here right now. And he kind of gave me this like whole like spiel, I think. It, like, he's just yelling at me, and I won't lie, I kind of cried a little bit. So then he sent me back to my seat, and I was just kind of getting down to myself, just kind of tearing up a little bit. And then eventually, like I want to say like 10 minutes later, he brought me back. And the first thing he said, he was like, Jaden, like, I'll quit coaching basketball, like, if it means you're going to play better. And I just kind of looked at him, and I'm like, why on earth would you say that? You know what I mean? And he goes, like, because I love you, son. Like, I'm good. Like, I would quit coaching basketball if it means you're going to play better. Like, that's how much I care about you. And that's how much I want you to succeed. And I think it was from that, like, that point on, I'm just I got to do this. Like, I got to do this, you know what I mean? Like, for him. Like, you know what I mean? I got to have, like, a better relationship with him because I won't lie. Like, last year was kind of, it was rough at times, I think, last year. Like, I would talk back a little bit. Just, I mean, because like any father-son kind of thing would happen, you know what I mean? So I think we're doing a better job now, just kind of finding that happy medium and just kind of thinking like, okay, I got you and you got me, you know what I mean? And so kind of that was kind of a sentimental moment there, I think.
That was part of our conversation last night with Jaden Garrett from Wausau East High School, senior for the Lumberjack boys basketball team. You can hear the entirety of the discussion plus the entirety of the show at WXCO.FM. Click on air. Also, you can go to civicmedia.us and click on shows. And also, you can subscribe as a podcast at Spotify, Google, and Apple as well. You can subscribe to Big High School Sports Show and also this show and all the shows on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time is 9:48. Coming up, it's our daily history lesson and our number for the day quiz. That's straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
are listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52 here on the 9th day of January of 2025. The sun is shining here in north central Wisconsin at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 13 degrees is the temperature. It is day number 9 of 2025. There are 356 days remaining in this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1994, following a speech to NATO leaders in Belgium, President Bill Clinton was given a saxophone from Dinard, Belgium, the hometown of the instrument's inventor, Adolf Sax. On this date in 2002, the United States Department of Justice announced it was going to pursue a criminal investigation of Enron. On this date in 2007, Apple's Steve Jobs announced the iPhone. On this date in 2013, for the first time since 1996, no candidates were elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. On this date in 2018, the first same-sex marriages took place in Australia. And on this date 3 years ago, in 2022, actor and comedian Bob Saget died after experiencing blunt head trauma from an accidental blow to the back of his head, likely from a fall. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Joan Baez, great singer, especially in the 1960s, 84 years old today. Jimmy Page, legendary guitarist of Led Zeppelin, is 81. Actor J.K. Simmons, he's done plenty of different things in his career. He was on...
famous for his role as Jameson in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, and also in the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies as well.
Exactly right.
Phenomenal actor. Just
and he was on The X-Files as well.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Simmons is 70 years old today.
Actor Jolie Richardson turned 60. Dave Matthews of the appropriately named Dave Matthews Band is 58 years old today. AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys is 47. Can you be a Backstreet Boy if you're 47 years old? Be a Backstreet Man.
You'd be a Backstreet Boy in your heart.
There you go. Duchess Kate Middleton is 43 years old today. And Nina Dobrev of the Vampire Diaries and the Perks of Being a Wallflower is 36.
You guys see what the Backstreet Boys are still going pretty strong.
Yes, they
today.
Are. They're still out there.
So it's NSYNC.
Yes, they are. So those of us who remember them when they were younger, we want to stay younger as well.
So, oh, yeah.
And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Choreographer's Day. It is Balloon Ascension Day. It is Healthy Weight, Healthy Look Day. I don't know about this one. Play God Day. No way should we be playing God.
Well, I think somebody is.
Unless you're George Burns in the movie.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
No. That's the only
one. I remember that movie.
That's the only one. Only George Burns can play God. It is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. It is Word Nerd Day. It is Static Electricity Day. During the winter, you get a lot of that static electricity.
Oh, yeah.
It is Shop for Travel Day as well. All right. It is time for our number for the day.
Yep.
Our number for the day quiz. We give Ian three choices. Based on the math, you should get one out of three right, 33%.
That's right.
That is always the minimum goal. You have to be above 33% to have a passing grade. If it's below 33%, it's a failing grade. But we want more than that. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong, 3 out of 5. His all-time best week is 4 out of 5, and we're still striving for that perfect week of 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what the topic was?
Mark Zuckerberg about the fact-checking speech he made.
Yep. That's exactly right. All right. Our number for the day is the value in dollars of the wristwatch worn by Mark Zuckerberg during his video announcement about ending fact checkers on Meta-owned social media sites. When he made his announcement earlier this week that he was going to end fact checking because doggone it, it was too hard and it was too biased. So anything goes. But he was wearing a watch. Apparently somebody noticed this.
Okay.
And the value of that wristwatch worn by Mark Zuckerberg during his video announcement about ending fact checkers on Meta-owned social media sites.
Okay.
Is the value of that watch $100,000, $500,000,
$900,000? $100,000, $500,000, or $900,000?
Yep. How much was that wristwatch worn by Mark Zuckerberg worth?
It's an expensive watch.
$100,000, $500,000, or $900,000?
You know, I'm just going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say $900,000. I'm going with C for this one. It's my final answer.
All right.
I'm going to go C today.
Okay. The value in dollars of the wristwatch worn by Mark Zuckerberg during his video announcement about ending fact checkers on Meta-owned social media sites is $900,000.
Yes.
So you've earned a passing grade for this week.
And now I have a chance to get a successful week tomorrow.
So you're 2 out of 4, which is very good.
Well, that's an expensive watch.
It is a very expensive watch. So we'll see if we can get a winning week tomorrow. Hey, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
And join me tonight, 6:50 for the airtime. Wausau West Hockey at Wisconsin Rapids. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Full Falls Radio, WXCO. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Matt and Air on Air's Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Carter's flag draped casket carried up the steps and into Washington's National Cathedral by a military honor guard this past half hour. A state funeral has just gotten underway. All former living presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama are in attendance, as well as President-elect Trump, who's seated next to Mr. Obama. President Biden is there. He'll deliver a eulogy. Joshua Carter is speaking now about the lessons his grandfather taught.
Whenever he told these stories in Sunday school, he always said he did it for one simple reason. He worshipped the Prince of Peace, and he commanded it.
After the state funeral, President Carter's remains will be flown to his native Georgia for private burial next to his wife, Rosalynn, in Plains. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.